Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakening with Michelle Meche, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul's path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Howdy, everyone. Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meche. It's great to be here. Wonderful Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday. I've got a great program for you. We've got a little cowboy wisdom with Robert William that will be Wilson that will be coming on a bit later, and don't want to miss this. Hey, Tamara, hey, everyone in the chat, good to see you. Good to see everyone on the phone. If you have a question or a comment or you'd like to just chat or say hi, that number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122, and press 1 on your keypad. So my Sacred Space of Empowerment room, also known as the chat room, are my co-pilots, cohorts, and they are holding the energy, the frequency for me, and as well as my sound engineer. So let me know how my sound is. And if you are in the chat and you'd like to comment or ask questions in the chat, you just need to sign up for a profile on BTR. And otherwise, you can listen as a guest. That's fine. Oh, thanks, Cameron. Sound is great. And there's a lot of wisdom, by the way, in the chat. Great. Hi, Michelle. Hi, everyone. I have a day off so I can join in and listen. I listen to all the podcasts and love them. I'm going to ask a question, but so nervous to talk. Ha, ha, ha. What is it? T.L. Cavert, come on, call in. Welcome to the program. I'm glad you could join us live. Oh, my God. Okay, so let's get a little stuff out of the way. All things awakenings, whether you have guest suggestions, topic suggestions, or you have an email question that you'd like answered on air, you can email me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com, and that's awakeningsradio@gmail.com, or awakeningspodcast, if you have that, awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Best to do that rather than do my Facebook. And like I said, at the top of the program, we have Robert Wilson. He was on a long time, really fascinating guy. I hope he goes into his story about his awakening and how he got on his path. But he's a cowboy, and cowboy turned hypnotherapist, neurolinguistic programmer, and author, and a visionary. So he's going to be giving us his wisdom from his latest book, and he also does dream sculpting and talks about visionary vocabulary. And his new book is Dissolving Pleasing Others, Dissolving Childhood Blocks, Freeing You. And I think we all need that. You know, there's people pleasers don't help anybody, especially those that are closest to them. So I've had some questions. Again, I will get to callers. Just hold on. I will get to calls. I see we have a few callers in the queue, and we will get to you. And Jules, you could call. Thanks, Tamara, for putting it in the chat. That's 347-539-5122. And press 1 on the keypad. And Jules, good thing to call in, too, as well, and is P.L. Laver, is that it is? Okay. Awesome wisdom, Crystal Bowles, Gretna. So I've had a lot of, and I'm just going to touch a little bit, and then we'll definitely get to phone calls, because I see we have quite a few callers, and I want to get to your call. I've had a lot of people asking me lately from my workshops and as well as clients asking about the energies are right now or how best to use them. And there's a lot of things, whether it's relationships breaking down or breaking up, moving on, or people quote unquote losing their job. I got an amazing email from one of our listeners who said that, you know, the last program that we did really helped her, that she had been hoping. Oh, and there's also an Instagram follower, because I hope you're listening. Oh my gosh, I can't remember her name. It was a really wonderful comment that she had been hoping to get a new job. She felt really, really blocked and stuck, and they actually let her go. But she said because she'd been listening to the show and also my Instagram post, that she felt hopeful. She knew that it was a nudge from her higher self. She knew that it was the universe telling her, it's time to move on and you'll be taken care of. And I think that's where a lot of us are right now. We have to look and see, are we around people that really fit into the bigger plan? It's hard sometimes to let go. I mean, believe me, I'm a overgiver, you know. I think that's why I got into, you know, healing, you know, even from modeling and acting. I was always the one that people came over to and talked about their problems. And, you know, I want to help people all the time. And I have some great people that I'm working with, my mentor and one of my assistants that I work with. It's like, Michelle, you give so much. You know, you don't have to overgive. You don't have to, you know, give to be validated, I guess. And I guess I see how far I've come. And I think, wow, if other people have that help or that insight or that direction, then they too can move forward. And, you know, we always say, you know, your changes will come through spirit. Spirit will either nudge you, guide you, or push you. We either change by our pain and being pushed. And I'm a proponent, but that's why people like to work with me. My clients like to work with me, is because I'm loving and gentle and kind and cuddly and coddly, until it's like, hey, let's go, come on, boom, let's go. So they always know they can get the truth with me as best as I can give it. And what's Paver saying? I don't listen to spirit well, so they have to really work me to pay attention. Well, we all have our blind spots. I've been there too, where I'm kind of listening but not, or, you know, we get attached, or we get afraid, and that's okay. The main thing I want to share with everybody, because people have been asking me, how do I deal with these energies, or I just feel like I'm like a couple of my clients have said, I'm around people I no longer resonate with. And this particular person is in a major transition. I said, well, you have the old energy still around, so you have people that don't quite fit in as well, and they're not perhaps as supportive of you, or they don't understand your growth or where you're going, or what you need to, you know, what your vision is, what your soul path is. And obviously you don't have to X people out, but you have to look and see, are people there as much for you as you are for them? Are they really listening, hearing, acknowledging, and understanding you? And one of the greatest gifts that we could give people is our love through being present, through caring about their feelings, right? But we also have to give that to us too, right? We are in this process. And that's part of, guys, I'm going to get my tea. That's part of what we're in service to. You know, last week I touched on a little bit of the Pisces Virgo access of this, like, self-sacrifice. And, you know, but the higher level of that is the Piscean energy to make sacred in service, not just to other people. So we don't want martyrdom. We don't want to be in service to other people at the expense of ourselves. We first and foremost need to be in service of our own life. What is our path? What is our truth? What is most life-enhancing for us? Remember, we're all consciousness made manifest, or we could look at that as spiritual beings with a soul, or some people say, you know, made in the likeness and image of God, right? So we're emissaries in a way. You know, we are representing God consciousness as us. So we do, you guys feeling me here? We do owe it to ourselves and the universe to care about our life and our path, and, you know, and our soul gifts. So, you know, years ago, a wonderful, you know, spiritual and metaphysical teacher of mine, you know, Reverend Diane Harmony, and she had said, if you're not using your full talent and your gifts, it's not only that you're not fully living, you're not fulfilling your destiny, your part for the universe. You're not helping the universe be all that it can be. So if we look at that oneness principle, each and every one of us has a piece and a part in this world, you know? And when we're not stepping up fully into the fullness of our being, something is a little lacking, is a little slacking, is a little off. And so there really is, you know, it's not just lip service that I say this. Each of us has a part to play. Each of us has a divine message. That's what this Aquarian age is about. We're all messengers. There's not just one messenger or messiah like in the old paradigm. There never really was. It was really a misinterpretation of information. So what are they putting? The choices are, as Tamara's put, to be generous and giving as we choose to be. Discernment, yes. And I'm learning a whole new level of spiritual discernment because, again, my little issue, I tend to overgive and overdo. And it's interesting, I'll share with you guys, because I know some of you really resonate with this. I'm even having in my work stuff, Tamara, well, you'll appreciate this, to pull back. Like some deadlines I had given myself, the other people that I'm doing projects with, they said, oh, no, let's do it in October. I'm doing a workshop that was supposed to be on the 24th. I got moved to the 1st. So I'm kind of, and this is what I open every, ask everybody to do. I open the door for this and try it. Try for a week or two. This is my new path. I've been trying this in my meditations. I've been allowing some more space and working on, because as human beings, you know, we are here to do. That's what we're here to express and be. So we're here to do. But sometimes, like you've heard me say, we fear the void. We fear the space. We think we're alone or we have to do it on our own. When you pull back from other people, when you pull back from situations in your life and just reflect and contemplate and just open, just do some deep breathing. I like to breathe in through that pause point above the crown chakra. I love to connect into the transpersonal, that when you get above the eighth chakra, you're getting into non-duality, right? That's the ascension, is the ninth chakra, because the eighth still is representing the little self or ego and higher self or soul and physical form. It's still in form. You're still looking. It's that figure eight on its side, right? There's one circle, there's an interconnection, then there's another circle. When you get to the ninth chakra, you're starting to move into, you are moving into the oneness principle, the non-duality, that each and every one of us is a reflection of each other. And not always a reflection we like to see or experience, but it still is an aspect of everything and everyone is an aspect of us. So do it with me now. Just take a couple deep breaths. And I'm actually standing to do this because when I start channeling, I really have to move around. The energy starts coming up. And then breathe in above the crown chakra and then breathe out. Just do that a couple times. And now the next time you do it, when you breathe in, I want you to feel the energy above the top of your head opening like a big funnel. And that's all you have to do. Spirit knows what you need and want. Your higher self knows what you need and want. And I've been watching that, and I'm seeing what's closing in my life and what's opening. What are the new directions, whether they projects, people, relationship, what is closing, what is opening, what is closing, what is opening, and what emotions are coming up for me to work through. You know, all of us, when we go through change or trauma, you're going to go through that process of grief. You're going to be in shock. You're going to be in disbelief. There's going to be sadness. Then there's going to be anger. And then there's going to be sadness again. Then there's going to be confusion, bewilderment, because you're off center, right? So with these large transits, these planetary transits that are very intense right now, everyone's going through a mini loss process, finding their way. What fits? What doesn't fit? How can it fit? Can I make it fit? Or can I make it fit with this person or this job? Or how can I? So there's a lot of shifting sand right now. And remember, when you bounce down into sadness, apathy, fear of not having. That's the tone, emotional tone scale. When you start healing, you've got to come back up and you're going to hit anger. There's going to be anger towards other people, other situations, yourself. you're hitting, because anger has more energy. Now, what do we do with it? How do we create? We go, do we draw a picture? Do we tell a story? Do we scream and yell? Do we get on our life cycle, our pre-cord? Do we go jogging? Do we dance? Do we do yoga? What movement can you do to free that energy? Especially creative movement. How, it's like mothers against drunk drivers. They're mad. There's nothing wrong with anger. It has to be channeled, though. And it has to be allowed, but it has to be channeled in a life-enhancing way. Can't be stuffed. None of our emotions are meant to be stuffed. That's where we get overeating, over-drinking, over-pot smoking, over-pills, over-shopping, over-whatever, over-working. We get to mask it. So what I want to say to everybody listening is, if right now, and it's going to lighten up toward the 20s of this month into Libra. Libra will be a little bit lighter. Then we have another little crunch in the gateway portal of light that we're going to have the end of November into December. Well, actually goes November to January, and then we have another one right May, June. There are 2 to 3 month cycle. And then we're going to have, because we have some amazing squares that are going to be, so we're going to have another intensification time. But right now, let yourself have some space and let yourself have the space to say and the permission to say, I don't know right now. I don't know. Let me see what's revealed. Do your meditation, do your breath work. Open the channel for higher insight, more expanded awareness, more conscious awareness, and see what comes through. And then you'll draw in those magical helpers. You'll see who comes into your life to help you, to support you. See, that's what it's about right now. That's that Leo Aquarius access. It says, Leo Aquarius is saying, don't sacrifice yourself for the group. We're not supposed to be acting in a herd mentality that it's all about the group, all about the group. Leo says, I want to shine. It's about the individual. It's about the soul. The soul represents individuated consciousness of the all that is. So the mentality of being hung up in groups is the old paradigm, because people hung out with tribes because they were afraid. They were afraid of the animals. They were afraid of the other people that didn't look like them. The new paradigm says wherever you go, it's your home. The whole world, the whole universe is your home. The universe is a friendly place. You will find people. They will be drawn to you. You will connect with like-minded individuals. Be a weaver out of different groups. See the similarity in all groups. Don't be exclusive. Be inclusive. So if you might, some of my clients are saying, oh, my God, I'm working in this corporate job and it doesn't fit me. I'm really more spiritual. No, it does fit you. It fits a part of you. You fit into the corporate world. You fit into the quote-unquote spiritual world because it's all spiritual. So you fit in with the yogis, and maybe you fit in with the ravers. You know, maybe you fit in with the bikers. Maybe you fit in with the, you know, tea drinkers. Maybe you fit in with the beer drinkers. The soul says, don't limit yourself. You fit in everywhere. And that's why with these, you know, planetary aspects in Virgo, it's saying, as Tamara put in the chat, discernment. It's spiritual discernment. See where and how you fit in rather than I don't fit in or I only fit in here. Be a soul traveler of the world. You know, so in many ways, we limit our own self by our own perception. If our perception is off, no matter what truth somebody is sharing with you or telling you or showing you, you're not going to see it. You know, and that's why I have tools and I use them myself, like my 5-step emotional clearing process, CD, or transforming fear into creativity, you know, my daily OM course, you know, the workshops that I'm doing. By the way, and I'll be sending something out because I do have it's going to be in LA or Santa Monica. I'm facilitating a workshop on the bioenergy fields and clearing through the chakras. And then we're going to get into subtle anatomy. I've been being asked to do some of my more, you know, esoteric, you know, workshops and modern mysticism and bring that back. So I am doing that. And so we're going to look at subtle energy anatomy, vibrational medicine. There's going to be a series, so we'll be playing around also with Bach flower remedies, how to do muscle testing or energetic testing, how to use your body as its own pendulum or Geiger counter, if you will. So that's, you know, another. So reach out to people, reach out to those that you feel safe with, that you feel safe with and you feel a sense of support with, reach out to those individuals. You know, be open to those synchronistic connections, those magical helpers. They are there in all groups, all forms, all places. It's usually we get, right? Usually we get our help from people that we don't think we're going to. Usually those we depend on, you know, kind of let us down. And, oh, and Tamara's putting, yes, is anyone having marathon dreams that are informative? Absolutely. Crystal Bowles is saying, I find myself taking a minute and repeating, I am reinforcing my connection to source and breathe in from above and through my energy body. Ooh, I love that. Love that, Crystal Bowles, right now. Yeah, your dreams will be really up right now. Again, all that connects you to the higher self, which is really you, right? By the way, I do dream interpretations. So if you do have any, whether in the chat or you want to call in, please feel free to. What's happening is the whole fiber of our being, the very fiber of our being, is awakening to the truth of who we are. And no matter what you play out or what trauma you've had or you know, dysfunction, wounding, it's about honoring that wounding, being honest about it, but not living from it. And it's really about getting the tools to be empowered so that we can step more fully into our gifts. That's what's happening. So it's having that conscious awareness that you are a spiritual being. You're a divine being. You are part of the morphogenic field. We are that. It's not that we're tapping into it, but we're tapping into higher aspects of ourselves, higher aspects of our beingness. That's that oneness principle, that there is one source, you know, one supply. And people, there's not just love from one person. Everything is love. It comes through people and situations in varying degrees, depending on obviously their level of wounding or capability or, you know, the type of interaction you're having. But when we begin to see that everything in the universe is conspiring for us, not against us, the binding principle of the universe is love. The overriding principle or trend of the universe is unification, right? Is unifying. What unifies will last in your life. What divides will be short-lived. We need dissonance. We need division. That's a form of creativity. It brings innovation. You know, in technology, they call it disruptive, in business, they call it disruptive innovation. Metaphysically or spiritually, we call it divine discontent or divine intervention. So when you have those disruptions or discord within yourself, within your relationships, within your job or your focus or your direction, it's not always that you're on the wrong path. Sometimes it is, and you're getting redirected, but it's new information is coming in, and that information is light energy. Right? Information is what we, this is why the Aquarian age, it's the age of light. So information is a form of light. Everything is a form of light, even darkness. The absence of light, there still is light is there. It's that's the dual, that's when we get into duality, that's, you know, where it plays in darkness and light. It's what's not, the darkness is what not is not yet in form or what we're not yet aware of. And that's why you want to choose people in your life, good relationships that tell you the truth, that can reflect things to you right now. You don't want people pleasers in your life. You don't want people that aren't being truthful with themselves, honest with themselves, and cannot be honest with you. You want people that can hold the space right now with you and say, there's your blind spot, or oh, that seems to be coming up for you, or have you thought of this? Joyfully, right? Joyfully. You want it to be not that this is punitive or something's wrong with you, but that you're accessing more of your divine nature. Does that make sense? Let me know. Let's get the callers. Okay. We have, you've been waiting a long time. 619-414, welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello. Hi.
This is Carol.
Is it Carol?
Yes, actually I'm Picover 23, that one that was scared.
Oh, okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm challenged but doing well. Yeah. I'm going through my own up-leveling. So I'm in it. I'm in it to win it.
You are in it golden. Oh, goodness.
Thank you. Yeah, I am in it golden. So, yeah.
Well,
so,
I appreciate,
tell me what's going
everything
on.
That you do.
Oh, thank you. I love this. I love our connecting, this whole national, international community we have, and people are kick-ass. Everybody really is working their path and connecting more to their soul, and what, you know, it's just amazing to be a part of that.
Amazing. Absolutely. I feel lucky.
Yeah. So do you have a question or comment? Or
I do.
You'd like to share?
I actually have,
okay, cool.
Well, the comment besides thank you so much for being you, because I found you at the end of the summer, perfect timing. But the question is more of a situation. I had a situation with a male, and it's way out of the ordinary for me and unusual in every way, outside my comfort zone. And I'm trying to figure out the lesson or learning behind the situation, and I'm a little bit confused
Ooh.
About where to go and what to do with it.
Boy, I hear that one. Oh, and
yeah.
That's what all of us are asking on some level, whether it's ourselves, a relationship, or why am I here? Why am I still here? What's the lesson? What do I need to do here?
Yes.
First of all, I feel like you're gaining a lot of clarity in this relationship about what you really need and want. And it's showing, if we look astrologically, it'd be fourth house, which would be foundation, psychological foundation, motherhood, maybe issues with mother around this. And
mm-hmm.
you're looking at, you're actually strategizing in a way energetically, because the higher self has us do this. We don't know it on an ego level, but higher self, you know, starts putting people and moving the puzzle pieces around. You're looking at, how do I want to live the next 7+ years?
Mm-hmm.
This new cycle that you're coming in. Does this person fit in? Do they fit in there? It's also saying it's challenging you to retain your individuality, is what the guys are saying. And your sense of independence and purpose while you're still in this relationship. So I kind of see this as an Aquarian New Age relationship where it's not about jumping in totally.
Mm.
It's about, yeah, you staying in your little track, him staying in his, you stay on your path, he stays on his path. And see, are you helping each other on the path or are you detracting? So it's clearly saying, don't you lose you, you know.
Okay.
And he has a little kind of some stepping up to do. But the big thing for you is not to lose you and to keep your independence.
Okay.
You know, keep your independence and your gifts. Let your gifts flower more.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Big hug.
Big hug to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, 863-289. You're on Awakenings. Hello. 863. Yeah, 863-289. You're on air. Okay, we can come back to you. I believe that's what it says. Yeah, 863-289.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You're on air.
Here I am.
Welcome.
I accidentally muted myself and didn't even realize it. Smartphones are smarter than I am. What can I tell you?
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes, I think all of us need to sometimes accidentally mute ourselves.
It's just that little tiny touch, and you don't even realize you touched it. Like, oh,
that's
no.
right. That's right.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I'm Jules in your chat room. My name is Julia.
Oh, welcome, Jules. Okay.
Thank you. Well, I originally had a question about relocating and finding employment, but as I was holding, it's like, you know, my birthday is Friday, and I'm turning 55. So, it's, you know.
So what is that? What is that? The 16th? Is that
Virgo?
The 16th?
Yeah, the 16th.
But what is that?
September 16th.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of hoping for just kind of, you know, your impressions for kind of what's coming up for me.
Okay.
It just seems like,
happy,
you know,
birthday, and with all the,
you know, a big number.
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess because it's the same number, double digit, that I thought, well, maybe there's something more to this year that maybe, you know, might be interesting to kind of look
into
that.
Yeah, 9/16/16. Right?
Yep. Yeah, and it's funny because my birth year is 61, so it's 1661, and so this year is 1616, so kind of interesting.
Well, Yeah, this year, I feel for you, it's a combination of emotional connection, what emotionally fulfills you. This is the next cycle. It takes 6 to 8 months. And so seek out people in situations that are emotionally nurturing or people that just kind of get you and kind of fun. What activities, you know, you're going to be branching out a little more on your own. It's showing you have a circle of friends, you have some friends, but it shows there's new people on the horizon. And it's also a very, Jules, spiritually connected time of the year, so probably more meditation, contemplation. You're going to want to be connecting more with people that are more spiritually focused, you know, maybe being more in nature. It's redirecting your energy in a way that you're getting more in touch with your own divine gifts. That's probably why you're probably going to want to relocate. And I would say if you don't do it this next cycle, then the following year for sure, that there'll be a relocation and maybe something different with a job or a hobby, something on the side I feel coming in. But it's really, I want to say this next cycle for you is kind of like a quiet calm. You know, sometimes when we just get like a sense of relief and understanding of where we're at, and then we realize what's the best place for us to be at, you know, or we find ourselves someplace. That happened to me when I moved up here. I mean, I used to not even be able to be in the Los Angeles area or Santa Monica. And then I was doing all these workshops up here. I was doing some TV projects up here, did a couple commercials. This was like in the early 2000s. And then all of a sudden, one day I was driving up from down south and my heart just opened. I was in Santa, and I heard this voice, you're going to live here. And I thought, oh, I could live here now. When I moved here, all the artists, all the art, all the music, all the inspiration, everything that I was didn't have where I was at. I had a smaller degree because I was in a very small beach community. So I feel that's what's coming up for you, Jules, is that you're moving into a place of peace. There might be a little unsettling, you know, between now and the end of the year, like a lot of unknown and uncertainty, and especially like mm-hmm. with the location and the job. But then it's going to come, and it's going to be like a nice passage, like a rowboat, like a sailboat in the calm or a rowboat instead of rapids. You're going to be like on the lake and just redirected. That helped you? It's a nice cycle you're coming into, if I'm going to term it in dualistic terms. Yeah.
That sounds wonderful, because I'm kind of in a rural area where I don't really have friends. I moved here and I haven't made any connections, so I'm kind of feeling like, you know.
You need to branch out.
Of the ocean, so I need to, you know, make some connections.
Yeah. Just branch, but that's what I'm saying. That's what's coming is the, and the nature is important for you. The cycle, the branching out. But you're in this place for contemplation and connecting with nature and your spiritual essence. Now, saying that, the guides are saying don't isolate as well. You know, you need to. It's you, but the cycle. It's not so much people coming to you. It's you going out to others. It's you branching out.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Sometimes we have to do that. Sometimes we have to learn, you know, that it's about drawing people to us. And sometimes we have to learn it's about us learning to extend out. So this is a time for you to extend out. And you can do it. You'll be great at it. You'll be well received.
Nice. Yay. I'm ready for, you know, some happy, some fun, some, you know, some good
work
connections.
Well, it's coming.
Yes.
It's coming.
Wonderful.
But it might be you. It might be you. You know, some people, you know, go to have that cocktail, have that tea or that coffee on your own. Go to the coffee shop, the little place down the road. Go get music on your own. There's a little art fair. You know, you will meet people, you will connect, but it is about you extending out this cycle.
Okay.
All right, Sadie.
All right. Well, thank
Keep
you so
listening.
Much. I appreciate
we have our guest
it.
Coming
I
on
will.
Later. Yes.
Okay.
I appreciate you
Thanks
calling.
So much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I love everybody in the chat, and I love our callers as well. And the chat holds the energy. The chat room anchors the energy. And I, you know, people say, oh, I'll call in or I call in too much. No, because everybody that calls in, there is more people that need to hear what you have to say. You know, thank you, Tamara. Another great read. Thank you. Thank you so much. PLK, I'm glad you took notes. I'm glad you took notes. Whatever we're going through, if you know, we have this show has thousands of listeners, you know, hundreds of thousands. So you know at least 1,000 people are going through it. Hundreds, thousands of people are going through what you're going through. Sometimes exactly. I've gotten emails where people say, oh, I was going through exactly the same thing. You know, sometimes it's not exact, but it's enough that people, that the people that are listening in the archives or that can't call in, get the message. And also it radiates out into the universe. We all are raising consciousness just by connecting like this, just by connecting and sharing and being as real as we can in the moment and sticking to our path. That's where real evolution comes from. That's, it comes from individual consciousness extending out into the collective consciousness. Yeah, yeah. All righty. Okay, we've got, let's see, 973-489. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. Thank Hello. You for taking my call.
Hello, and who's this?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I can hear you. Who am I speaking with?
Thank you for taking my call, Michelle.
You're so welcome. Yeah.
This is Gladys.
And what's your first name? Gladys.
I am, yes.
Yes, okay. Gladys, okay.
I'm wondering how I can extend. You were talking about extending, how I can extend to make new friends, find a partner in life, because I feel very stuck.
Okay, okay. And just please give me the, just the month and day of your birthday, please.
July 18th.
Okay. All righty. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, interesting. I love life. Okay. Well, you're kind of similar to Joel. You love how spirit does this. If you have any, if we have any doubt that we're all interconnected and we all connect by resonance. Because I was picking up, you have a similar, from our first caller, a similar energy that you're going through. And you're a little more ahead. You're a little more knowing that you need to extend. And but you are in a cycle that it's requiring. This is why I like to look at cycles. You are in a cycle that is a bit more inward right now. So what I always say in this kind of cycle, you're going through deep psychological change is what's happening, Gladys. And looking at yourself differently. You know, in other words, when we start changing our perception, our world changes. A lot of times, you know, things happen to us or people are saying one thing or doing certain actions. If your perception is off, you're not seeing it as it really is. So I feel for you, you're kind of like the proverbial onion is being, you know, or the potato is being peeled, the onion layers, where you're, there's a wonderful transformation that's, it's a quiet one within you, and I feel like you're going to feel it more around December, January, and a lot in the spring months. But the, your holiday is going to be good. I feel like the holiday season is going to be good for you. There's this openness of more love, you feeling more loved and more connected in the world and in the universal energies. You're really getting rid of kind of some deep beliefs of not being, I mean, look, ask the guys, that somehow enough, there's been kind of a, some discord, discontent within your what, your what you have in your life and what you want. And I do feel that you are going to be, I think likely next year, though, I don't know. There is, it is showing more more relationship around you. I feel there is going to be somebody next year. Right now it's more about you extending out into, I always say, look, small groups. You know, when I was modeling and acting, especially the modeling, because you're like on tour. It's kind of like being in the Army. I've never been in the Army, but, you know, you're stationed places. You're in New York for 2 months. You're in small towns. you know, you're in Europe 3 to 5 months or years, you know, you're just stationed and then you work as much as you can and then they pull you out of that market and they send you someplace else. I would always, I don't care, I would be in the Bible Belt, I would find somehow a bookstore, a metaphysical bookstore, a good, you know, yoga place or spiritual center, even a church, a unity church that was a little more Christian-y, but that's fine. So I could get my, you know, my inspiration, my insight, keep my connection, and a gym. Those were my things. And where can I go? So for you, you've got to feel yourself as a soul traveler. You're traveling, but not in a strange land, Gladys. You're traveling in a very friendly world. Because that's what needs to shift, is the fear. Why you've been stuck is the fear of living, the fear of kind of showing up and looking kind of funny, you know, kind of like, oh, this is, you know, this is me. So what you're going to find in this next cycle, as you're extending out more, you're going to meet people and go, God, I had a great conversation with them. They get me. They understand me. It's going to dissolve that fear and release being stuck. And there is the new group of people around you, finding those people that resonate with your better version of yourself, your gifts, and reinforce you, and that relationship coming in. So find any, it doesn't matter where you extend out, just walking, you know, go in another little village, another little city. You know, I always say go to a cafe, go to a restaurant. Just the thing is to get out of the house and extend out. You know, I feel with you, it's interesting. I felt a lot with nature. I feel you actually need. Are you more in a city, Gladys? Are you more in a city?
Yeah, I'm right outside of New York City.
Oh, no wonder. Because I was seeing around. It's funny because around Jules, I kept seeing nature and hiking and trees. And you, I see city, city, city. So for you, it's very similar. I mean, you can do the nature thing too, but it's more for you just to get out and walk and just go to different little. What are they, burbs, they call their suburb burbs, and hang out and just be. I feel for you it's more art, music, galleries, just going places that emotionally uplift you and nurture your spirit, but also nurture or feed you emotionally. So when we look at art, we hear music, we're not only being uplifted spiritually, you know, because of the tones and resonance of the music, but we're being fed emotionally. So that's some of the places that I see. That for some reason, because I really feel, are you in an area where they decorate a lot for the holidays? I see you, the holidays bustling for you, lights and, you know, interesting, you know, little pictures or vignettes. It's very active, a lot of decorations.
That's
when I feel, is it? Okay, that's when I feel like you really kind of being enlivened. So it's coming. It's coming.
Okay. Yeah, because it feels like I've been for years now working in the direction of seeing things in a more positive light and looking at myself and seeing the good in myself. But it's still hard. I have a hard time finding the people I really feel comfortable with.
Yes, and Tamara put, and I would just say she feels ready to open to receive. Yes, Tamara, in the chat. Thank you. Here's the difference, Gladys. Now you're going to feel it. You've been seeing it, but it's feeling it. We're all going through this in our own way, where we're now, things that we've seen or we've intellectually known, it's now about feeling it. Like I'm in my own opening. I feel more ready to receive. I demand it now. Everybody else is, why not me? Right? So that's where I want you to come from. But you are. That's what the opening, and Tamara, thank you for putting in the chat. It is the see, this is the thing we never, that's what I tell my clients and even close friends of mine. I'll say sometimes, you can lie to yourself, don't lie to me, I can see it. We all perceive what each of us doesn't want to see within ourselves. And so the greatest gift you can have is opening to receive people that will be truthful and honest with you, or more truthful and honest experiences. And what does that mean? That means just going outside, going down, you know, whatever, the 32nd Street or whatever, you know, Upper East Side, lit down, I don't know, just going out, getting out from our hiding and going in this. When you want to shift your energy, you want to change, you have to get out of the groups that you've been stuck in, because they're going to keep showing you the same reflections. You have to have the courage to go in a new neighborhood, go to a new restaurant, go to a new cafe, go to a new bar, go to a new church, go to a new something. What keeps people stuck is they stay where the safe reflections are. They stay in the smaller sandbox. So when you go in a new neighborhood, it's a little scary, right? Ooh, I've never been here. Well, they look a little different, or oh, they're, you know, whatever. It's different. When we open to what's different, we connect to our next level. Here's some truth. We're not the same person in our next level. This is why people remain stuck. The first thing I do when I'm shifting, number one, I do more inner work. I get with my mentor, my therapist. I do more work. I go someplace different. I push myself to just, because it's scary. If you go to the same place all the time, people know you, they tolerate, you tolerate them. It's, you know, it's just the same reflection. Doesn't mean you have to cut them out. But when you go someplace new, you're connecting with new influences through people, new energy. So, yeah, you are really, Gladys, you're really opening up. And I love what Tamara put, you're opening. And that's, you're feeling it now. That's what's the difference. And look for that change to be very marked and to have a wonderful confirmation of this in the winter months. And keep us posted. Please, you know, stay on the line, call back. Let us know how you're doing.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I think we have one more. Hi, 447. Is this a long distance? 487. 447, 487. Hello?
Hello?
Is this the internet? Yes, you're on air. Who is this?
Oh, hi, y'all. My name is Faith.
Hey, Faith, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London.
Oh, I love London. Where in London? I live
in Hammersmith, in West London.
Wonderful.
How are you, Michelle?
How am I?
Yep.
I'm okay. I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I'm great that I'm connecting with all of you. So, Faith, I love that name. Okay. So, question or comment? Anything you want to share?
Okay, it's a question. So basically,
okay.
It was quite synchronistic that you mentioned pot smoking in the introduction when you were saying about quitting pot smoking. Basically, so occasionally I do smoke.
Yeah.
And I get very spiritually aware when I do. So I understand like very spiritual concepts. I think that's quite normal. But recently I've been getting like a feeling that about a person that I'm going to marry. I don't know. But I just want to know if that is just a crush or if that is like real. If that,
ooh,
am I, should I just like spiritual awareness?
Okay. Well, okay. I got to be real with you. I got to be honest. I know, you know, and I'm not saying don't smoke pot. I will say anything, even alcohol, done too much or dependent on actually blocks your accuracy. Especially pot and drugs, because pot takes 2 weeks to get out of your system. It stays stuck in our adipose cells, where alcohol is 24 hours to be completely out of our system. Unless, of course, you're, you know, whatever, how much, what is it, alcohol poisoning. If you drink that much, you know, it's a lot longer, probably 3 to 5 days. And alcohol, obviously, a heavy user, but on an average. So sometimes, though, we do get downloads, we do get hits. You know, I've had people call in and ask about, you know, ayahuasca and other things. Those are experiences. The best thing, and again, this is my personal experience and what I've learned from my teacher, the best thing that you can do is learn to tune into these transcendent states without the use, especially drugs. People that are doing drugs, really, it puts holes in your auras. It's really not, you know, not, and you're not doing this, but Molly, Schmolly, all these other things are really not life enhancing. So saying that, I'm not saying, you know, you can do it, you know, on occasion, that's fine. But what I want you to try to do, and this is what I always do, to get your confirmation, is be off of it for a few days and then tune in and see if you get the same message. I'm not really getting a real clear message of this person. Have they come into your life yet?
No.
That's what I thought. Yeah, see, Yeah, I don't know. I'm not getting. Yeah, yeah, I don't feel that the person's there yet. So, pot is a wonderful, funny little thing.
What is your opinion on that in general, actually? I'm really interested.
I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying it does have heavy pot smokers tend to have issues with emotions. They're masking their fear, anger, aren't we all in a way? But they're emotionally not connected because it's a number.
Mm-hmm.
It's a painkiller, you know. So I'm saying on occasion it's fine, but at some point you got to pull back and say, am I getting this message not off of the pot, you know? I've never met a pot smoker that's in touch with their emotions. They miss people's cues. I mean, chronic. I'm talking chronic. They miss people's emotional cues or what people are going through emotionally in front of them, and they miss their own cues. Because it deadens, you know. It's like alcohol, at least when you drink, if you're sad, unfortunately, it brings it out more. If you're mad, it brings it out more. Pot, if you're mad or sad, you become a slacker.
It's
you can just lay there, you know. It numbs you.
Exactly, yeah.
So, but I'm saying occasional use and have fun, whatever. You know, I'm not advocating one way or the other. But I am saying that I would like, because I feel there's somebody coming in for you, a relationship. I'm not so sure it's the one you're envisioning, though. But there's a connection. So sometimes when we get a vision, whether it's non-assisted by a weed, you know, or is, sometimes it reflects what we want, what type of person we want or what type of person we need or a part of ourselves that we need to develop, an aspect of ourselves that we need to develop, a part of ourselves that we need to develop. So right now what I would say to you, Faith, is look at that person and see what do they represent to you and how can you connect with that within yourself and bring that out of yourself more. Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like it's
a
projection.
Really,
there's like a shadow. Yeah, it's your gifts that are coming out more is what I feel.
Mm.
And you are preparing. Read up on Gemini. And also the Lover's card, which is about integration and balance. You're really integrating the male-female aspect of yourself and extending out to draw in your complement, okay? So when we draw a relationship into us, a soulmated relationship, we're drawing in what complements us, you know? Not completes us, but complements us. So you are coming into a cycle of having more relationships that reflect you, aspects of you that have right now been kind of hidden that need to come out more. Okay?
Mm.
That makes sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does. It does.
Yeah.
Much. Thank you so much. That was,
you're so welcome.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you called in. Thank you. That was a great question. Great question.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah. I guess whatever we do, it's not if we do it or we don't do it. It's how we do, how much we do it and why. You know, through centuries, everybody is always, in ancient times, whether it's a bark, it's a cocoa leaf, it's a tree, it's a potion. You know, we like those transcendent states. That's what we get in music. You know, we get it imbibing, you know, whatever we drink or smoke or eat or whatever. But it's, you know, how often, you know. Okay.
Yeah,
and Tamara Singh, thanks for calling it. Yeah. Wonderful.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right. Thank you, Faith. Thanks for calling in. All right. It's that time of our program for Awakening Conversation. We have Rob Wilson with us. And again, we're going to be talking about his book, Dissolving Pleasing Others, Dissolving Childhood Blocks, Freeing You. And Rob says he wrote this book to allow people to utilize his life experiences as a guide to unlock and unblock himself, and for people to learn how to uncover and discover their own talents, innovations, and paths of prosperity. And Rob is a hypnotherapist. He's also a neurolinguistic programmer, as well as a pretty prolific author. He has a lot of CDs out to empower people. And he also does a program on Blog Talk Radio called Cowboy Wisdom, as well as he also does seminars also. I want to give Rob a warm welcome. Hi, Rob. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me. It's my honor and privilege to be here, Michelle.
Oh, it's great to have you. I love your cowboy wisdom. You always, you know, bring such a deep, insightful, yet down-to-earth wisdom to us. So, been a long time. Been a long, long time.
Yeah, it has. The last year I kind of went and I redirected my whole life. And something that I'll share with you.
Is it possible for you to be, are we getting questions about the sound? I don't know if you can put the sound up a little bit to your phone.
Okay. How's that? Is that better?
That's much better. Thank you.
Anyway, the thing I learned most is I had to go back to basics. I had to go back to the very beginning. And what I really discovered was I had to go to where my parents and my childhood. And also, and when you start there, because you live your life like your parents subconsciously, and I realized it, but I'd never admit it. You got to admit that whatever it is that's going on. Because you react like your and I did anyway, and I can only speak for myself, but I reacted to life just the way my parents did.
Yes.
And also, my parents come out of the 30s in South Dakota. So the poverty consciousness and the fears were there. And the thing I really opened up to is we live the life to the level of our fears, even though we think we're beyond it. But the emotions and the feeling ain't there. Everybody wants to do it through thinking, but that's what you really want to disconnect, because it's the feeling and the emotion, and it's really getting the heart and the soul and the core of you and your brain all going to the same direction at the same time. You can't think it because the emotions ain't there, but so I had to go into me and deal with the emotions and the feelings of my childhood. And it isn't making it a drama. It's just admitting that it's there. And then you can expand.
Yes.
And I've taken a bunch of words. I don't use the words change, heal, create, transformation, expectation, acceptance, think, and know.
Mm-hmm.
It really is about using the word expand, energize, enterprise, and execute the experiences of my dreams. We all have dreams, but we're afraid of the experiences to expand into the dreams, and that's where it all begins. And I really took the words forgiveness and heal out of my life. I forgive me because I tried to control the other person's life. All heartbreak comes from trying to control the other people's lives. But when you can get out of forgiveness and heal.
Let's roll that back. That was deep. Let's roll that back. Woo! Come on, we got to listen to this. What did you say? All hurt comes from trying to
all hurt comes from trying to control the situation and trying to control.
Yeah.
You know, when you got hurt and love, it was trying to control the other person because you had their life planned for them and you didn't allow them to live their life. And that's where the control comes in. And when you try to control life, it's always going to control you rather than you controlling the situation, because because your higher self, your subconscious stimulation is wanting you to feed your or disconnect from your own way of life.
Say that again. What is it? Disconnect from our fear. What is it?
Your dreams and your subconscious, your desired life, is really wanting you to disconnect from your trying to control and take charge of your life. It really, because your higher self is the one that directs your life or to put you in situations to see whether you expand or you shrink back and stay in the same.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, Rob. That is so important right now, this whole idea of expanding. And I live a pretty darn expanded life, and I've been having challenges with it. I'm like, whoa, where are we going? What's happening? Whoa, my feet aren't touching the bottom of the pool right now, you know. So everybody has it in their own way. What is it that there is this fear of expansion?
Because we have been taught, and I'll just give you the, we're here to break the chain of the pain from the pharmaceuticals, the bankers, the corporate, and the war machine. That's what we're here to do. And when you can get out of it and use books as a guide instead of an absolute, our school system teaches us control.
Yeah, exactly. We're taught from the beginning, control your feelings, don't talk in class, control this, control that. You control by reading this, control by studying this, and we're in an uncontrollable universe.
Yes.
Right?
It's an unpredictable, unexplainable everything.
Yeah.
But in the book,
wow.
Dissolving Pleasing Others, we were taught to please others. And we was also taught control all at the same time. Color inside the line. And color inside the line. Make it look good for mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Please your mom and dad. And that carries on from the beginning. That has been carried on since the beginning of time. And we really live the same life as our ancestors and our and we've always been in a survival mode.
Yeah.
And that's what this book is dissolving. Go ahead.
This book goes into it, your book, Dissolving Pleasing Others, Dissolving Childhood Blocks, Freeing You. I love what you're saying. We're getting a couple of things, that there's a slight background echo. So maybe adjust your sound again. But I love what you're saying, that we do keep passing. We live as our ancestors live. We lived as our parents live, and we don't know that. We're responding from that. And this fact that we're afraid of our own expansion, and you say it's because we're taught control. What was the other thing? Like growing up, color in the lines, we're taught control.
Yeah, we're taught to color inside the lines and never get beyond the society's. The school system's way is never get beyond or never take a chance and step outside the boundaries. And it's really, I got a saying for it. It's called Outre Nouvelle Vague Omnificent. Outre is beyond the boundary. Nouvelle Vague is a new wave of wisdom. And omnificent is the most powerful innovation there is.
Yeah, okay, so Tamara put in the chat, so you were saying we're taught to control and to please others.
Yeah.
From our parents, from school, that's what we're programmed to do.
Yeah.
So how do we unprogram, because that's right now in the Great Awakening, as us, expressing more as a soul on this planetary experience, it's not about trying to please others but not over-pleasing, not being a people pleaser and not trying to control ourselves, control the situation, control other people. But that's what we've been programmed to do. And the world and the universe and other people, they're unpredictable. You know, Tamara's putting it, brings us conscious and unexplainable. Yes. Oh my God. That's my downfall. I'm trying to always understand, and especially as a therapist with my training, you have to understand people, but there's, to some level, you can't, right?
No, and see, it's really, we try to know and think our way through life.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, you got to unthink life. When you get beyond the boundaries, you got to get beyond the boundaries of your thinking and knowing.
Okay, what's beyond our boundaries of thinking and knowing then?
It's called innovation, inspiration, and life is innocent of everything we blamed it for.
Mm. Okay, share. Explain that a little bit here.
You know, it's our viewpoints and our beliefs, our opinions, our political views. Everything we have an opinion on is a limitation. And we're trying to know our life rather than facilitate life and participate in our dreams. Because a dream is all natural talent without any thinking, knowing, or memory.
Wow, I get that, because that is one of the things I always call them sandboxes, because our beliefs hold us in, they keep structure, and then all of a sudden they don't work anymore, and we need, you know, there's always something new and something new. How do we navigate life then with what you're talking about?
You got to facilitate what's right in front of you. You facilitate, you don't get out of that. See, when you use the word heal and forgiveness, you stay in the past. When you start appreciating the experiences of your life, you give your life value. And it's just like a house. The more value you give every experience, more wisdom you attain. And it's really about attaining wisdom. And here's something I'll give you. This is a saying I use. I'll never be the smartest man. I'll never know everything, but I will be the most willing to experience the wisdom, inspiration, and innovation of every situation of my life. And when you go into a situation, you're going in trying to know it. And there's four words, Michelle, that take... When you use there's four words that stop all conversation. It's I think and I know. As soon as them four words come up, the conversation's over.
All right, Rob, tell me about that. But
it's being willing to listen, to expand in the conversation, and facilitate the conversation more further beyond what you know and what you think you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, and unhook the words and disengage from all words that have memory. You know, like change has memory. So use the word expand, because it's a limitless word. You can never quit expanding.
Yes.
And here's the thing. The outside world does nothing. The outside world is innocent. If you can look at life through the innocence of inspiration, it is. But all life is innocent.
Yeah.
Because And see, this is the series of books I got coming out now. It's called the third book will be The Inspiration of Innocence. But in this book, Dissolving Pleasing Others, there's one chapter called My Manipulation of Me. Everything in your life you've manipulated, allowed, and when you can be responsible and accountable for that, you allow yourself the freedom to move beyond. And it is a time to know the situation that you're in. It's where is the wisdom of the situation to expand me into the next realm of my life.
Wow.
And wisdom will take you further than anything you know, because it's more of an inquisitive innovation and inspiration to move on.
Robert, I want to interject here a little bit, and then we'll round back into your diving deep into your book. But how, for people that haven't, people in the chat are saying, whoa, he's going deep. Wow, I'll be listening to this again later. How did you get on this path? Because you weren't always on this path. You've kind of an interesting background, and I want to share that with our listeners. I think that's quite transformative in itself.
Well, I grew up on a cattle farm operation in South Dakota. And then I went to Gillette, Wyoming, and worked in the oil field for 9 years. And then when the oil field collapsed in the 80s, I went and become a union. I'm a union electrician. And then with the electrician in 97, I come to an abrupt, just an abruptness. And it just says, I didn't like my life. So I got into a home-based business, and it failed, but they pushed personal growth. And then I started on a path, but I just kept going deeper and understanding. And then in about 2009, I discovered the word expand over the word change. And then I just kept playing with the words until I got energized, expand, energize, enterprise, and experience. And as an electrician, when we set a transformer or transform anything, it comes in, we start, as soon as the power company hits the main transformer, we step it from 500,000 volts to 13,800 down to 480, 277, and therefore. But every time when we get ready to turn on something, we energize it. So that's where the word energize over trans, because you want to turn it on. And with energize, it's unlimited. Transformation, there's a limitation.
So how did you go from being this cattle rancher, the farmer, the electrician, to studying, you know, hypnotherapy, neuro-linguistic programming? How did you know, I want to help people? I want to.
When I went into that home-based business that failed, they pushed personal growth, and I couldn't get enough of it because it just started opening up my chest. You want to, and that's something else. It opened me up internally. And that's where it all began. And when I started going and letting go of everything that I had before, that really opened me up to expand, to the, well, at that time it was open to change. But as I grew through this, I was using all the same words, but I was not going anywhere. My life was still basically the same. You can try changing everything, but just take two quarters and put one in one hand and a quarter in each hand and put it in the other one. That's change, but it's not expansion.
Whoa.
And that's where I
wrote. So what's the difference? What's the difference between change and expansion then?
Expansion, there's no, you're not attached to any thoughts or thinking or any memories. It's really detaching the memories, because the past is nothing more than a memory of the now.
Wow. Say that again.
The past is nothing more than a memory of the now.
Yeah, it is a memory of the now. Yeah.
And
wow.
And here's the thing about the incident, that memory, the wisdom, and all the innovation, inspiration to expand out of that memory is occurring in front of you now. And when you can become and start seeing that, how that event is still playing in your life, you can expand out of it now. You can do the expansion now. And the last chapter in the book, Dissolving Pleasing Others, is called Introduction to Expansionism. And the ism is inside.
So how do
me.
You expand out of your problems? And by the way, I agree with this, because this is what I do in the work that I do, but it's also what Einstein said and Carl Jung said, that we don't solve a problem by the same mindset we're in. The only way we actually solve a problem or become unstuck is we have a shift in consciousness, or we expand our consciousness. So we do expand out of the problem or the issue or being stuck. So if you would expound on that a bit, the difference between this change and expansion, and how do you said you expand out of the problem? You expand. Is that a process? How does one do that, I guess?
First of all, the first question is what am I scared of? How am I scared to expand out of it? Now, you're scared instead of fear, because scared cuts right through the crap. It gets right through the deal. How am I scared to expand? It's not that it's a, but you want to get the wording so it gets you right beyond and right into it. And the key question is where is the path of progressive wisdom to expand me out of this? And if I expand out of this, to expand into this. And see, there's no, and see, when you use them words like that, there's no connection to memory or thinking or thought.
Yeah.
It's a freedom of foresight.
So what I'm hearing you say basically is living in the meditative state or accessing the prefrontal lobe. You're moving out of the overactivation emotionally, where everything is a restimulation or repeat, regurgitation of something. You're saying the expansion, which can be kind of scary, that's, I agree, is the right word, because there's nothing to hold on to. There's no forethought. It just is, whatever the situation it is. Am I hearing you correctly?
Yeah.
Am I tracking you? Yeah.
Because life is what it is. And you know what IS stands for? Innovatively savvy.
Oh, I love that. Innovatively savvy. I love that. Oh. I'm going to use that wrong.
That's fine. it's all for everybody to use. And see, the thing about the words you use in life, I use them words, but just because I do. Discover words that move you forward. Get words that you feel in your chest area, in your heart area, because them are the words that will move you forward. See, innovation, I feel in my chest, creates in my head, so that means I'm thinking. But when it comes, I call it a divine spine gut. Gut, heart, soul, brain power, connect, communication. When I get them all going the same way, I am invincible. But when I can get the doubt of an emotion and a feeling, I'm going to stop. Because we all think we can do it, but the emotion and the feeling of an old thing comes up and that stops you in your tracks. The emotions and the feelings have to be going forward with you. It's really a spirit, body, cellular movement. Because I disconnected the word mind from my life, because the mind is a memory invoking nagging despair. But if you can get the feeling and get into the subconscious stimulation, you disconnect from all the overthinking.
And you write a lot and talk a lot about our child, which I agree. I mean, we cannot move forward until we, you know, clear our path, that energy that's holding me back, you know. So you say that having the courage and savvy to unlock your childhood and allow your dreams to mature. Can you talk a little bit about this, unlocking the childhood? What does that mean? What is it? Is it like something locked in our childhood that we need to free up?
Between the womb and 8 years old, all your life is lived. We grow up, but we don't mature. And everything in your life, if you look back, not look back, but just visit your childhood, and you'll see how it was all locked. Everything, your thoughts, your brain, your opinions, and they all come from the people you were surrounded with. And you're really locked into that. And that's where the fears and the scared comes in, because you're really disconnecting from everything you was taught in childhood. It's like you're thinking you're betraying your parents, but you're really here to expand beyond your parents.
Yes. You bring a really good point, because I've even worked as a, I'll never forget a client I worked with that was a really successful trader. But he had it in him. I love what you're saying. He didn't want to surpass his parents. So he would lose $30,000, $40,000 more. Then he'd go up $34,000, $30,000 or $40,000. And we're working together, and we uncovered there was this belief. First of all, his father said it wasn't really work that he was doing, because his father worked hard in a plant or whatever, I can't remember. But and so he didn't feel he was really working, and he wasn't being validated, and he didn't want to surpass his parents. I've met so many people that's the fear of surpassing the parents keeps them held back. And of course, they don't really know that. Why is that? Is that something you think we're encoded with, Rob, or are we taught this? What is that with this not? Yeah, it's okay. So can you share, please?
You touched on it, though. Work hard.
Okay.
You said work hard. That's what our parents did.
Yes.
They think we're supposed to work hard like that. And see how that is a block?
Yeah.
It's innovate freely. Innovate. Inspiration is unlimited. But we've never been taught to trust inspiration and innovation. And we've never been taught that you don't have to work hard for your money. It's in your life.
Yeah.
It's just you've got to be free to see the innocence of life and the innovation of life. We've also been taught that money is evil, but it isn't money. It's people that are evil. And my next book is called Dissolving Ancient Anger, Ageless Arrogance, and Ancestral Behaviors, Habits, and Beliefs. And that's where we're stuck in, right there. We're stuck in ancestral times of life. We don't even realize it with all this modern technology, but within our cells, our DNA, the subconscious, the conscious, we're still stuck right where the beginning of time is. Because just take the Iraq war. We're not fighting people. We're fighting an ancient anger, and that's what we're fighting, but it's in the psyche, and we try to do it on the physical, and it isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
That's a whole different
story.
Yeah,
it's all those, I know. It's all those thought forms from the astral plane that are getting replayed out, but it's the programming. You've been programmed, energetically, emotionally, and on the mental realm. I like what you're saying, Rob, because to me, what I'm also interpreting is that obviously the mental, it's important. It's part of one of the planes of existence, one of the Buddhic planes. But living there, we're not in, as you call it, innovatively savvy. We're not in accepting what is. I guess we would be constantly trying to change it, I guess.
Yeah, we're trying to change it, but never expand it.
Yeah.
And see,
so
that's where it is.
So how does one begin to expand their life? You know, we had a few callers call in about feeling stuck and needing to extend out or expand out. What would be one way? Obviously, your book, and I want to share that again with everybody. Maybe we could put a link in. Is it on Amazon, your book?
Yeah, and it's a short e-book. I learned one thing. It's just a short e-book, about 40 pages.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Yeah, we just need, it's an e-book, and it's displeasing others, dissolving pleasing others, dissolving childhood blocks, freeing you. And it's an ebook, and you're saying it's available on Amazon. And I imagine it's also available on your website, mycowboywisdom.com, as well as your, CDs and stuff.
Yeah.
So let me go back to the question. How can someone start right now? They're listening to this, and they're going, because we had people call in, I'm stuck, I'm trying to move ahead, I'm trying to... What one thing can people do to start expanding their consciousness and expanding out of their stuckness? Not trying to change it, but expanding out of it.
Start writing to where you want to go. And also,
writing
the best
where
way,
you want to go?
Start writing your dreams. Don't write where you're at. Don't write what you want to get rid of. Start writing what your dreams are. And take all the not words out of your life. No nots, no don'ts, no can'ts, no anything. Because not is a slippery slope of being a rope on a dope. Or dope on a rope. And that's all not words are. Just write not words, then take the not word out, and that's what you're really reading. Take all the negative words. It's I disallow, but you real, and that's where the vocabulary is. But and ask me, and then ask yourself, how am I doing this the same way today as I did yesterday? But it's really about opening up and doing something differently.
Doing so. Kind of what I was saying at the beginning of the program.
Probably exactly what you're saying.
That risk to do something differently, And is that also respond differently? Or, you know, how do we know how to do this in the moment? Okay.
But really, it's get a vocabulary, and it's really about a vocabulary of moving forward rather than saying, oh, if I could do this or if I could do that. No, it's when I desire to experience this. What is the – it really is called – there's actually two parts to this. It's one is called – everything you have inside you that's holding you back is your – is for you to teach the world to expand other people. It's really – you address the fear or whatever it is. You bless it for being part of your life. You confess it to the world. And then you express it to the world. That is liberating you. And the reason I use the word dissolve, when you say the word, I dissolve the anger within me, how do you feel?
Yeah.
Just say that out loud. I dissolve all the unsavory stuff in me. And see, I made a deal with myself in 1997. All the stuff that I have hidden that's holding me back, it's coming out. I don't care what it is. It's coming out. And here, I call it, you got to love, appreciate, facilitate, and participate in your sire desires, your dreams, and your accomplished outcomes. And that is all you want to focus on with an inspirational, innovative attitude. It's getting out of, and it's getting into inspiration rather than thinking.
Yeah. I'm working on that one. That's the best. And I had that naturally growing up. But then, and then you get, it gets schooled and socialized out of you. But you're right. I just put, you match with the inspiration. If we match with the inspiration, that always leads us to what we need, what we want, you know.
And it really comes down to I desire to experience this life. It's really execute the experience of the life. Because when you set a dream, intention, goal, or an outcome, you're going to have to, basically most of what you have in your life right now, every thought is going to be a new, it's really a new wave of wisdom coming into your life.
Yeah. Something, and I'll love it. We're winding out of time. I'd love to have you back again because I want to pick up on, because this is so, like, it goes into redecision therapy. So much has to do to experience this life. So much happens to us, and why I think a lot of us get stuck is because we don't want to experience what is happening in the moment. We don't want to experience the life we have. We want another life, right?
Yeah, we don't want to experience the unexplainable and the unpredictable that will facilitate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Rob, you are a wealth of insight and inspiration and wisdom. You know, insight, inspiration, and wisdom. Thank you so much for being on the program. I want to just recap, let everybody know we've been talking to Rob Wilson. He's been giving us some of his cowboy wisdom. You can find out more information by going to mycowboywisdom.com. His latest book is Dissolving Pleasing Others. Dissolving Pleasing Others, Dissolving Pleasing Childhood Blocks, Freeing You. And again, you can find out more information by going to mycowboywisdom.com. Thanks so much for being on the program, Rob.
And thank you for having me. And there, if you want to learn more about the visionary vocabulary, that video on the right left-hand side of my website explains that. That was a webinar I did.
Oh, okay. So that's on there. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well,
thank you very much. It was my honor and privilege.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. Thanks, everybody in the chat. And I agree, Jules. Have a great week, everyone. Expand into your week. Woo! I like that. This was amazing because of all of you, all of us. We made this amazing. Thank you so much for the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, the chat room. I so appreciate you for grounding the energy and sharing your insight and your wisdom. Thank you for all the callers that called in. Thank you, all the listeners. If you didn't get your question answered and you wanted a reading, you wanted a question, we're here next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And we always have amazing guests the second half of the program. The first half, about 12:45, 12:50, I open it up to callers. And if you really have a question that's relatable to the guest, you can always call in as well, but it has to be relatable to our topic. If you want to be on, receive information and insights from me, you can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. If you're interested in my Soul Entrepreneurship Program, you can email me at michelle@soulentree, yes, we've shortened it, entree.com. And if you want more support, you can go to Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living. That's the number 4, selfinlight.com. And, of course, my daily OM course, Navigating Your Greatest Soul Shift. And follow me, join me, connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I've been having so much fun with Instagram, and I've been getting such great feedback. Remember, there's no one message, no one Messiah. We're all our own message, and we're sharing that with each other. With that knowingness, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.